After securing a loan, I was informed that closing costs were about $6,000, which meant about $2,000 out of my pocket, plus the 1 point due to the bank, a number that represented 1% of the loan, or $2,600. The amazing thing is this. When I got to the closing, I only had to pay $625. It seems that the seller was responsible for more taxes than the lender had originally quoted to him. My mortgage payment didn't start until the month after I closed on the property. This gave me $1,800 from rents to deposit in my bank account. I'm saving this amount in case of emergency repairs and to cover the months when units may be vacant. After I graduate, I'll move out and rent that top unit for $625. At that point, my passive monthly cash flow will be $440. As far as the property appreciating, investment properties are appraised based upon the amount of income they generate. Therefore, if the rent goes up, then most likely the property value will go up too. I know the property will appreciate because a small shopping center is being built right across the street. Location always counts, whether you're selling candy or selling real estate. I'd look at the investment this way. I only put $625 of my own money into this deal, which gives me a terrific place to live and potential passive cash flow. Presently, based upon the appraisal, I have $26,000 worth of equity. By the time I graduate, that amount may increase. I plan to use some of this to buy more property. There's another aspect to this purchase, which I think is important to bring up. I heard a whole lot of critical comments from friends and relatives about investing in real estate at the age of 21. Several people made a point of telling me that I'd be fixing leaky toilets and dealing with unbearable tenants. The reality is that the property is fully managed by a trustworthy company. Everything from renting the units to dealing with tenant issues, like non-payment of rent and complaints, to mowing the lawn, is their responsibility. While the management company doesn't pay for services like lawn care, they do supervise them and make sure that everything looks great. All I do is open financial statements every month. I don't even have to go to the bank because my check is deposited directly into my account. Buying the property turned out to be an excellent investment for me, a junior year college student. Without the financial education I received, I'd still be like most of my fellow students, paying an exorbitant rent with nothing to show for it. While a lot of my peers spend any extra money they get on clothes or a new car, I'd rather purchase an investment that generates perpetual income. Another lesson I've learned is about risk. To me, risk is not starting your own business or investing in real estate. It's relying on the government to pay Social Security benefits 40 years from now. Risk is working for 40 years, being laid off and holding on to a worthless 401k. Still, I continue to face my own obstacle, which is the fear that some opportunities are just gimmicks. But I'm learning to analyze instead of criticize. This makes all the difference. I've developed another good habit. Every day, I take 10 minutes to track all my expenses and income. I always know how much money I have and where it is. 10% of every dollar I earn is deposited into a special investment account. Another 10% goes to charity. Currently, I work at Circuit City on the weekends, and I run a web hosting company which has 140 clients and is growing steadily.
In addition to going to school and earning our degrees, we are also working toward our goals of financial independence. We constantly look for and analyze opportunities by scanning the classified ads and by listening to things our peers talk about.
The financial information we were taught put what we were doing, as well as what we could do, in perspective. It gave us a vision of how life can be. Every day we wake up with the amazing feeling of being in control. We feel rich right now. Most of all, this is the experience we want to share with others.
We know lots of people who aren't realizing their potential because they're afraid to do anything other than their subject. To them and to everyone else, we want to say this. Do not be afraid. Go after your dreams. Believe us, there's nothing else like it.